Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We head into week one of the NFL season, but we head into week two of college football. It's perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, joined by our friend Tim Murray from VSiN. And Tim, before we get to your best bets, and thank you as always for joining us, anything stand out to you from what we saw last week? Was it Arch Manning? Was it Alabama getting manhandled? What stood out to you about week one?
I think Alabama has to be number one in the biggest surprise. Look, this is a team that I bought in on, hook, line, and sinker. I was believing this team could go to the playoff. Obviously, they still could. I thought they had a chance to win a national championship this year, and I was thoroughly disappointed by what we saw. I mean, it's now 14 games into the Kalen DeBoer era in Tuscaloosa, and they've lost four games as a two-touchdown favorite or more. And in two of them, they weren't really super competitive. Oklahoma last year, and then Florida State on Saturday. So I thought that was the biggest surprise. Arch Manning, I think I talked to you guys about this, and like I was, you know, doing the VSiN College Football Tailgate Show on Saturday, and I couldn't find one person who thought Ohio State was going to win. Huh. And I just got to the point where I'm like, this is ridiculous, and I ended up taking Ohio State. And I think what impressed me was I had serious questions about Matt Patricia coordinating a good defense. He hadn't done that in like a decade. And you got to tip your cap. He did a really good job. He confused a young quarterback in Arch Manning. I thought the play calling could have been better for Arch Manning. But I'm not ready to tell everybody that Arch Manning is going to be some bum, right? Like, I'm not going to overreact to that. I still think Texas and the odds would indicate it is still going to be a playoff team. They're super talented. So I wasn't surprised. Was I disappointed? Yeah, a little bit in Arch Manning's performance, but it wouldn't like blow me away. Caleb Downs is the best defensive player in college football, and he's on the other side, mm-hmm. right? Sonny Styles is an absolute beast. He's on the other side. Like, I think that might be the best defense in college football, even though they lost their entire defensive line from a year ago. So I think, yeah, Alabama, massive disappointment. And then lastly, guys, I was at Notre Dame, Miami, and as long as the guy on the sideline, which is a big if, doesn't mess things up, that's a really good football team, man. And he tried to mess it up late in that game, being complacent, you know, having a kicker who was 0-4 from 40 to 49 yards a year ago at a G5 school, kick a 47-yarder for Mario Cristobal. But they got some dudes down there, man. They got some edge rushers. That's a physical team. That's not finesse, man. Like, they out-bullied Notre Dame. And I think Notre Dame in the recent years, guys, has been kind of bullying their opponents. And I thought, overall, Miami was the more physical team on Sunday night. So very impressed by Miami. I think the ACC is better than we give it credit. You know, Florida State and Miami looked the part. We'll see about Clemson. But, yeah, those would be my, you know, big takeaways from week one.
What'd you think of the Terps?
Look, Malik Washington was impressive, man.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. You know, I had a chance to talk to Lox when he was out here for Big Ten Media Day. We talked about that. You know, there's a lot on his shoulders this year. You guys know it more than I, you know, being the flagship and talking about Maryland football more so than I do. But I was very impressed by what we saw from Malik Washington. You know, that was a game where the betting market didn't know what to do with Florida Atlantic and Maryland, where the thought process was, hey, you know, Zach Kittley comes in. This is going to be a creative offense. He's got, you know, Velkamp, the kid he recruited to Western Kentucky. And at the end of the day, Maryland is just a better football team. And, you know, Malik Washington's a high four-star recruit and looked the part. So, look, there were a couple kids that really shined. I thought the kid at Cal, whose name I'm not going to try to pronunciate, he's a Hawaiian dude. It was awesome in his debut there for Cal late night against Oregon State. But I hope he builds off of it, man. This should be, look, we talked about it over the preseason. You know, this should be a 3-0 football team starting the year. They're a 17-point favorite against Northern Illinois. They play FCS Towson next week. And then we'll see. You know, look, I'm not going to say that they're going to go into Camp Randall and win that game, but guys, like, Billy Edwards got hurt in the first game. He's not going to play this weekend. Danny O'Neill is, like, sub-5'10", who's going to step in at the quarterback position there. It is good news. I know I'm sure there's some folks out there who are, you know, fans of Billy Edwards from his time at Maryland. It's not a season-ending injury, but curious to see when he ultimately returns. That doesn't look like it's going to be just a walk in the park for Wisconsin. So, look, I'm excited from what we saw from Maryland in that game to get out, to jump on them as quickly as they did. So that was encouraging. That definitely was encouraging to see, especially, forcing four interceptions from the kid Velkamp? I mean, that's an offense that we expect to be kind of sneaky exciting this year with Kittley and the success that he had at Western Kentucky with Zappy and then at Texas Tech prior to that. So I was impressed, man. That was a good win. You know, I don't want anyone to be like, oh, it's just Florida Atlantic.
Right.
Look, the betting market bet that thing towards Florida Atlantic thinking that they were going to be competitive in that game, and they weren't.
So let's spin it forward. Northern Illinois barely beat Holy Cross. They needed a 90-plus yard return to beat them. They also gave up a 90-plus yard return. I think they had about 109 passing yards or something like that.
That's not good.
They're coming in here on a Friday night. I don't know. I jumped it at 16.5. I mean, I don't want to be too recency biased, but I'm not sure Northern Illinois is better than Florida Atlantic, and I think the crowd's going to be more fired up than it was, you know, noon kickoff on Saturday when me and, I don't know, 17,000 other people were watching.
You know, there's a belief that when teams lose or have close games against FCS opponents, you get an opportunity to bet them on sale. That being said, I know that this Northern Illinois team lost a lot from a year ago. It was a big year for that program. Obviously, their big win over Notre Dame in week two a year ago. I did like what they did. They went out and they got a kind of a creative offensive coordinator, this guy who was the head coach at a D2 school in West Virginia. So I think there's going to be some creativity.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But look, the betting market would agree that this thing has bumped up to 17.5 for a reason. And, you know, for Maryland, this is a game where I you know, once again, it's hard to kind of play amateur psychologist here. But if I'm Mike Locksley, I'm doing two things. Number one, I'm saying, we can't afford to overlook anybody. Number two, I play the tape of Notre Dame, Northern Illinois nonstop in the facility this week. And even though it's a different team, completely different team from a year ago. You just keep playing that. Be like, this team went into Notre Dame and beat a team that went to the national championship a year ago. Like, this is a good football program, whether you believe it or not, right? So I think the fact that it's a Friday night, I would imagine, adds some juice to this instead of like a, yep, you know, a noon kick. So, yeah, like, I'm not going to lay 17.5. It's kind of against my religion, but I think Maryland should take care of business. And once again, the excitement from what we saw in week one from Malik Washington, hopefully it carries over. And you know, this is an opportunity here on a pretty big stage. I know there's an NFL game going on at the same time, Chiefs and Chargers, so people will be watching that. But, you know, it's an opportunity for Maryland to kind of showcase who they are. And once again, likely get off to a 3-0 start here when their win total preseason was 4.5. And look, Locks, I give him credit, man. He took a lot of accountability about last year's disastrous season, and to start the way that they did was certainly encouraging for the Terps.
Talking to Tim Murray, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Tim, anything you got an eye on? Are you looking at that Michigan-Oklahoma game, or is there anything off the beaten path that you like this weekend?
So, I can't believe you didn't ask me about Oregon-Oklahoma State there.
Oh, yeah.
And all the jabbering
the
back,
yeah,
and forth.
Yeah.
Look, I just said laying 17.5 is against my religion. I did lay 16.5 in the first half here. I just remember back to the Colorado-Oregon game from 2 years ago when Colorado was undefeated and ranked in the top 25. And I think it was like 30-0 at halftime or something like that. So I could see Dan Lanning trying to, you know, run it up on Oklahoma State. If you didn't see it, essentially Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy was blabbering on Monday night on his coach's show about how Oregon shouldn't be playing Oklahoma State because they're $40 million roster, we're a $7 million roster, whatever. They also lost their starting quarterback, and I think he knows he's going to get their ass kicked on Saturday afternoon up there in Eugene. All right, I'll run through a couple quick here that are of interest. You mentioned Oklahoma and Michigan. Fascinated to see this game. I do not have a bet on this one yet. We've seen a little bit of love coming to the market here on Oklahoma. This is up to 5. I think the under could be an interesting angle here when you look at Michigan and their defense. You've got a young quarterback in Bryce Underwood. You've got John Mateer, the transfer, who, when he stepped up in class, hasn't performed all that well. So, yeah, that one makes a ton of it's going to be just fascinating the way it all plays out. A couple other bets that I do have in the old pocket. I think the proverbial, air quotes that you guys can't see, pros versus Joes game is going to be Duke-Illinois. I think the belief that Illinois, who I believe is 11th or 12th in the AP poll, is only a 3-point underdog, people are going to scratch their heads and say that doesn't make sense. If you go over to VSiN.com, guys, you look at our betting splits, it's early. But right now, betting splits on that game, Illinois is getting 87% of bets right now on that game. I'm on Duke. You know the way that I bet. Give me the 3 with Duke as a oddsmaker has once told me they make ratings, not rankings. Illinois, in the eyes of oddsmakers and pro bettors, is overrated. So give me Duke plus the 3 in that spot. And then if you want a real stinky sandwich spot, hold your nose, bet it, don't look at the game because you're going to get mad. Louisiana Tech plus 38 against LSU. LSU beats Clemson. They spent all offseason focusing on that Clemson game. LSU plays Florida next week. This is a let's win by 30 and get out of here and focus on Florida. So hold your nose. Boys from Ruston, Louisiana Tech, plus 38. God help us. That is going to be painful on Saturday night. Put it in the account and run and hide. And lastly, we are very much monitoring the quarterback situation with Hawaii. Micah Alejado, he is dealing with an ankle injury. He did not practice today. He was in a boot yesterday. Didn't have the boot on today. I don't think he plays. I don't have inside information
on
that.
Sam Houston money line? I'm thinking about it. Sam Houston money line?
I would take plus 7 and under 48.5. I do think Sam Houston kind of stinks too. they might be changing their quarterback. So, I think if you want to put him in like a round robin or something like that, I wouldn't be opposed to it. But I think plus 7 and under 48.5, certainly worth a look there. Late night. That's the midnight game, boys and girls. Yes. Hawaii, Sam Houston.
Tim Murray, let the people know what's going on at VSiN.
Yeah, check out the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. Three episodes every week. We just put one out now, and we'll have another one coming out tomorrow. We're breaking down the whole card with all our best bets. And then Saturday mornings, 9 a.m., the VSiN College Football Tailgate Show. I got to double check, but I believe it's on Masson 2. I will double check that for all of the folks out there, but SiriusXM channel 158 as well.
Tim Murray, always great, man. Thanks so much. We'll chat next week.
All right, boys. See you.
Thanks, buddy.
Coming up next, Orioles about to play the Padres. The 4-10 first pitch with a corner. Lineup's interesting. We'll get that for you. Anything looking back to Tyler Wells last night in his debut. It's the Hot Corner next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.